Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Welcome back. Yes, Pledge Drive it is, and we are going to begin this hour in prayer as we do every hour of Pledge Drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, well, we have 2 hours to go. It's a regular program, as I've been saying. You can call this number and be on the air, 888-914-9149. So call that number now. And if you get a busy signal, just hit redial, 888-914-9149. Emails go to patrick@relevantradio.com. Here's one I thought interesting, especially given the fact that it's Pledge Drive right now. It's from Nancy. And she says, I just heard, not for the first time, Father Rocky reminding donors that their contribution to the Pledge Drive is tax deductible. And that raises, also not for the first time, a question I have often had, and that is, isn't it better not to deduct charitable donations? Isn't it less selfish and more in keeping with what Christ would want us to do with our money? Thanks for all you guys do. You're saving lots of souls. Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. And I see your point. And I would say you have a point there, because if your reason for wanting to give alms, and let's face it, that's what donating to Relevant Radio is. It's a form of giving alms. Just like Jesus says in Matthew 25, you clothe the naked, you give food. I think I'm getting them out of order. You feed the hungry, you give drink to the thirsty, you clothe the naked, you visit the imprisoned, you welcome the stranger, etc. Well, when you think of it this way, there are a lot of people who are starving for the truth. Many of them don't even know it, but they are starving for the truth. They're famished. They're hungry for it. The people who thirst for the truth, who thirst for righteousness, as Jesus talks about in the gospel, the people who are naked in their ignorance. And when you donate to Relevant Radio, and we'll use Relevant Radio as a handy example. There are other fine groups and causes and organizations to donate to, but let's talk about Relevant Radio. When you do that, you are helping to feed these spiritually hungry people, those who are thirsting to get right with God, the people who are naked in their ignorance. You're doing all these things in an analogous way. So it's a form of giving alms. So let's look at the scenario that you're asking about. If you say, I'm not going to take advantage of the tax deduction that's rightfully yours by law anyway, I think that is a very noble thing to do. In other words, you are purifying your motives. And all of us, in one way or another, we have somewhat mixed motives, even when it comes to seeking to be good people, seeking to be virtuous, for example. I mean, the purest of all motives would be out of pure love for God, and no other reason, no self-serving reason. But even the greatest saints, they recognize, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live with the pangs of conscience and the difficulties that enslavement to sin causes me. There's a little bit of a self-interest there. There are, I would say, most all of us who seek to be virtuous, those who are, in part out of a desire not to be punished. And remember, Jesus, as you know, he talked a lot about the punishment of hell in the Gospels. So my sense is that we can't really avoid some of these mixed motives in this life, especially when we're trying to do good things, because there's always that self-interest, it's always present there, even if it's something like, yes, Lord, I love you above all things. I don't want to commit a sin because I love you. I also don't want to get punished. I also don't want to go to hell. I don't want to die in the state of mortal sin. I don't know that we can fully escape that. So back to your analogy here, wouldn't it be better not to accept the charitable donation deduction on your taxes? If you want to shoot for that ideal, I think that's great. And there's really no downside to that, other than maybe you'll pay more in taxes. But at the same time, I wouldn't I would not for a moment suggest that anybody who says, yeah, I want to give $10,000 to Relevant Radio and special bonus, I'll be able to write that off on my taxes. There's nothing wrong with that. In other words, I don't think that the person is seriously weakening his desire to do something good. So that's my take on it. Very interesting question. I don't know that I've ever been asked that question before. So thank you for that. Here is a note from Sue listening in Madison, Wisconsin. She says, I work for a CareNet pregnancy center. And she says, we currently have a program geared toward middle school students and would like to do more to influence the thinking of youth as they grow up. Today, I spoke with a friend and she mentioned that she heard a show in which I, Patrick Madrid, talked about a video which was made specifically for elementary age children. Unfortunately, she didn't recall the name of the people or the group or how I might contact them. So would you please tell me, who is this pro-life group that put out this video especially made to help children understand the sanctity of life? Well, I'll give you what I think this is, but it wasn't a video for elementary school children. It can work for them. There's no reason why they couldn't see this, but it was a video about elementary age school children. And it was produced by Virtue Media. Their website is virtuemedia.org. And these are highly produced, high production value videos, typically about 30 seconds long, that were produced for commercial television, like the kind of commercial you'd play during the Super Bowl, if you could afford it, or on MTV, or the network news, where people who are used to high quality television program, they see these videos, they're moved by them, and it can change their hearts and minds. So the one in particular that I do remember talking about is, and I'm going to have to look on their website, but it's in the section on their television ads. So when you go there, you look under our ads and you scroll down and you will see, and I'll tell you the specific one that I would recommend. And it is called, this is going to take me forever to get to it. Okay, it's called Vanished. And I did talk about this one. And what you see is a bus stop and the bus pulls up and it disgorges. All these look like third grade kids are getting off the bus and their parents are there to pick them up. And there's one man who is waiting as his daughter gets off the bus and she's going to come to him and she just vanishes. And it's a very powerful video. And I don't think there are more than just a few words at the very end. There's no dialogue. But she's the child who will not come to his arms because she was aborted. And this is this in the setting, it's these grammar school age children. So I think that's probably what your friend heard me talk about. There's nothing about this video that would be inappropriate for these children. In fact, they would probably understand it even more in a heartfelt way than many adults would. But these are really great resources. The videos are free. They're there on the website. You can post them on Facebook, share them with your kids. Some of them, of course, are a bit more mature, and so you want to exercise caution. But for the most part, they're all going to be really getting straight to the heart of the issue, and that's what it's all about, is changing hearts and minds. So that's what I think you're asking about, and that's where you can find it. And I appreciate your email. Thank you. Let's go back to some more phone calls. Let's go. Oh, you know what? Let's not do that quite yet. We're going to take a quick time out, and then we'll come back to the phone calls. We are on Pledge Drive Day 2. We have until Friday afternoon to wrap things up and a long way to go between now and then. So Father Rocky's got a little pep talk for you right now, and we'll come back shortly after that.
Hi, Father Rocky here, asking you to give hope. Our spring pledge drive is underway, and we have matching funds this hour, so your gift gets doubled. Please help us with our operating costs by making a tax-deductible donation at relevantradio.com or on the app or by calling 877-291-0123. We've got a special gift for you if you can give at the $50 a month level. It's a beautiful figure of our Blessed Mother kneeling in prayer, head bowed in humility. It's hand-painted in vibrant colors. Take a look for yourself on the app or website. It's really special, especially in this month of May. We'll send you the praying Madonna figure for a gift of $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. And it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app or you can call us at 877-291-0123.
And you can give hope now during this final hour of the Patrick Madrid Show on a Tuesday. It is the second day of our pledge drive. We need $3 million. $3 million by the end of the week, and we've sitting just over a half a million on day two. So we need
some
help.
That's mucho dinero, as
they
say.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. I got kind of a little bit of good news, bad news. We'll do bad news first. We fell short of our need for last hour, really by quite a bit. But the good news is a lot of those folks called in and their gifts, actually, I'm going to give you some inside scoop here, rolled over into this hour. So they gave us a little bit of a jump start for this hour. So that's good news. Yes. So that will help us make our need for this hour. And let's see if we can't even surpass our need for this hour to make up for what we fell short last hour. We need another 100 people. We've got 29 in already. So 70 bare minimum, but it would be great if we could see 150 so we can kind of clean up for 2 hours. But that's only going to happen if everybody helps out now. And don't wait till that last minute of the hour, because that's what happens. We fall short. And then it rolls into the next hour. And we still need to make our goals each and every hour. We're going to make our need of $3 million by the end of the week.
Yes, it's a gargantuan number, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. But that's what it takes to be able to keep the lights turned on and keep everything going. Relevant Radio is a huge machine, 220-some-odd stations now, including our beloved affiliate. So shout out to all of our affiliates. Thank you for all that you do. But it takes money, honey, as the song says. So We come to you out of a real need. It's not, gee, wouldn't it be nice if we had $3 million? No. We know what it takes to be able to pay all the bills quarter to quarter, and that's what this number represents. So if Relevant Radio has meaning to you, if it has value, if you see good things happening in your life or the lives of your children, strengthening your marriage, even just things you hear about Relevant Radio when people call in and they talk about how it has helped them, do it for them, if for no other reason. You love God, you want to help his people, and this is one way to do it. Maybe the best way to do it, by calling 877-291-0123, or use that app, the Relevant Radio app. It's free. Get it on your phone. Just tap it. You can make your pledge. Or safe and secure online at relevantradio.com. But like Mary said, we've got to keep the momentum going forward.
And we want to say thank you to John in Verona, Wisconsin, praying that good friends move in next door. I hear you on that need. Give now, relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet. Thank you to Bonnie in Auburndale, Wisconsin. $100 gift doubled to $200. Ben, thank you so much in Lebanon, Ohio. Your $50 gift was also doubled. You can give now at 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or use the app.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Patrick Madrid is coast to coast on Relevant Radio.
Now that's what I call a taco.
Get connected to the conversation. Call now. 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Patrick Madrid is on now. Relevant Radio.
All right, sis, I like you pulling out all the good stuff today for Taco Tuesday.
Yeah!
Right on, man, right on. We do it in Mexico all the time. All the time. So, let's see. Here's an email that comes in from JR. By the way, if you want to email me, patrick@relevantradio.com. JR says, regarding the seal of the confession and cell phones, several times I've gone to confession and I could see through the divider that the priest is looking at his cell phone. The screen is lit up. The first time I didn't say anything, but the second time I asked him to turn off his cell phone. He was very apologetic and did so. Had I not asked, would the seal of privacy in the confessional been broken? No, it would not have. Well, I'll put no with an asterisk next to it, but I'll come back to that in a minute. So he says, the cell phone is a receiver and transmitter and can also be used as a listening device for those with technology such as three-letter government agencies. You can say CIA. Come on. They're listening anyway. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, they're probably all listening. Hey, guys, shout out to our three-letter government agencies. Would this be rare, JR asks. Yes, but it's still possible. And so I argue that by definition, when cell phones are not completely turned off, the seal of privacy is broken and the confession is invalid. Okay, no and no to that. How many times is this happening by both confessors and the people who go to confession? I would say in most cases nowadays, it should be mandatory that everyone involved should turn off their cell phones completely off. No excuses such as, but what if there's an emergency? After all, in the past, priests and lay people got along just fine without phones in the confessional. Just saying, I'm not paranoid, but I'm just aware of the capabilities of the technology. What are your thoughts on this? Thanks. All right. So here's my thought. Number one, I'm with you 100% when it comes to being cautious about, you know, we're talking about a smartphone here. So let's say an iPhone or an Android phone. They can listen. They do listen. I'm convinced of this. And as a quick example of what I'm referring to, on this program some years ago, we were talking about how smartphones can listen when they're not supposed to be listening, or when you don't think they're listening and they do listen. And it was a story in the news and I was sharing with that. So talked about that. 15 minutes go by and I get a phone call from a listener asking whether or not it is moral or immoral to go in for cosmetic surgery to remove excess skin after a significant weight loss. Never had that question before. So we talked about that a little bit. Maybe 10 minutes go by, a lady calls in and she says, hey, check it out. I've been listening all morning and I heard your discussion about how cell phones listen, and I'm listening to the show on my cell phone. And then I hear the question about excess skin removal after weight loss. And then she says, as I'm just sort of scanning, you know, the internet on my phone while I'm listening to the program, I start getting served up ads for excess skin removal. Now, at that point, I thought, well, there's no way that can be a coincidence. Because I've never even heard of an ad for excess skin removal after significant weight loss, much less have I ever seen such an ad. But the coincidence was too coincidental to be coincidental. And so that really kind of proved to me that this is what you're saying is definitely true. These devices can, and they do listen in ways that you might really be shocked by. So let's go back through the points that you were making. Number one, I'm with you and I do agree. And this is what I do for what it's worth, just me, but I not only turn my cell phone off, I leave it in the car. And if we're in church, I'm going to get in line to go to confession. I turn my phone off, but I give it to my wife. Here, hold this for me. I don't bring it in the confessional with me. And as far as the priest is concerned, let's just talk about the aesthetics here of the priest looking at his cell phone while he's in the confessional. Now, to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, it's entirely possible that he's reading his breviary in between confessions. It's possible. And that's, you know, he's reading the office. And maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's engaging in spiritual reading. Maybe he's got the prayers for the confession, the sacrament of confession on the screen. Those are possibilities. Maybe it's more likely that he's, I don't know, doing Sudoku. Maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe he's looking at Facebook or something like that. Let's keep it benign. That's not a good idea, to be sure. And I would say even just from that level, from that standpoint, the ideal is that the priest should be just as focused on your confession as you are. He should be no less focused on what's going on than you are, which is you're totally focused in it, totally absorbed by it. So leaving aside the benign possibilities of he's reading his breviary or he's doing some spiritual reading or something in between confessions, the second part here is, what about that cell phone sending and receiving? So to answer your question emphatically, no, this is absolutely not a violation of the seal of confession, because in order for that to happen, the priest would have to intentionally directly reveal your confession in a way that is forbidden. And having a cell phone in the confessional, even though there is a possibility that the phone could be listening, it doesn't rise to that level of breaking the seal of the confessional, especially if he's clueless and doesn't realize the ways in which these phones can eavesdrop. So the easiest way to resolve that problem, if you ask me, is unless there's some real need or emergency for the priest to have a cell phone that's turned on in the confessional, the best thing to do is not have a cell phone in the confessional, just like you wouldn't bring yours in the confessional. But I want to put your mind at ease, because you arrived at an an incorrect conclusion that the confession is invalid. It certainly is not invalid. Even if the priest were to break the seal of confession, even that doesn't invalidate the confession. So as long as you have the right form and matter, you accuse yourself of your sins, you have a sincere purpose of amendment, you are sorry for your sins, etc., it's a valid confession, assuming that he, you know, correctly says the words of absolution and so on. So I'm afraid you've reached a couple of incorrect conclusions, but I'm glad to have a chance to share with you why that's not the case, but also why I think it's a good idea, as you say, not to bring phones into the confessional. I'm glad I could help with that. Thank you. Let's see. How about Richard now in Rancho Cucamonga? Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Patrick. Yeah, shout out to all the CIA, FBI listening in. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
I hope they're enjoying it.
We have the technology.
Yes, Patrick, I totally agree. You know, leave your phone in the car. If you can't leave your phone in the car for about an hour, unless you have to take your phone into mass or confession, just leave it in the car.
Agreed.
And, I mean, it's, I want a quick story. Father Marks, you remember him? And, someone's cell phone went off right next to me and my wife in church, and he looked at us thinking it was us. And after mass, I said, Father, I don't even bring my cell phone in. So don't, it wasn't us. Yeah. And so
good old Father Marks.
Yes. God rest his soul. Mm-hmm. Quick question for you, Patrick. I know you have mentioned quite a few times some great homeschooling, programs for families. One in particular was the one with the Secretary of Schools or Education that started mm-hmm. this program. Can you tell me which one that was? Because I have a friend whose son's being bullied, and they're Christian, but they're not Catholic. But I told them, you know, Patrick Madrid, this Catholic speaker I listen to, he said, you know, he put his kids all through this program, so, and he's high praise of it. So I thought I'd call in and ask you what that program was.
Certainly. So let me begin with Colby Academy. They're the go-to source, friends of Relevant Radio, and I would strongly encourage anybody who's interested in homeschooling to start there, Colby, KOLBE.org, Colby.org. Now, the program that I was referring to back in the day that we used was something different, and it was Bill Bennett, who was the Secretary of Education, and I forget, it might have been the first President Bush, I think it was. And so he formed an organization called K-12, K-12.com is the website. And yes, we did use it. It was excellent. I have not kept track of them. You know, I don't know like how things are anymore. But when we did it, the way this was set up was that your tax dollars that you wouldn't otherwise get the benefit of if your children went to a Catholic school, for example, those dollars were repurposed by the government for the K-12 program. So it wasn't a religious program, but it was very Christian friendly. Bill Bennett's a Catholic. And it was all quote unquote free. I know that you paid your tax dollars to the school district, but if your children weren't going, you wouldn't have the benefit of it. So it was all free in that sense, the textbooks and the computers and all that. And our family had a real good experience with it. We also used hybrids like Colby and others. So it wasn't just that, but that was part of the backbone for a while. And hopefully that's what you're looking for, Richard. I've got to take a break, though. Thanks for the call. And thanks for reminding me of the late, great Father Lewis Marks. What a great man he was. May he rest in peace.
We've definitely got some good progress going this hour, but we still have a ways to go. We have, it looks like 46 gifts have come in now, so we're in need of 54 people who will join us in the next 30 minutes to make our goal for this hour. We need 3 million by the end of the week. You can give hope yourself when you visit the website, relevantradio.com. Open up that app on your smartphone or tablet and make a gift. When you give on either of those two digital platforms, you'll instantly get the new talk this time around. It's been produced by Father Rocky, and it's how mm-hmm. Mary can help us to lead us to a more fruitful communion. But what we're asking for folks during this pledge drive is give a gift of $1 a day, $50 a month, or even $100 a month. And at that giving level, we have a beautiful plaque coming your way. It's a plaque of the Last Supper. It's three-dimensional. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's a nice-sized plaque. It'll look great on your wall. inspired by Da Vinci. It's gorgeous. And, you know, we got someone who got one of those. Ricardo in Brunsville, Minnesota, made a special gift of $1,500. Your gift is doubled to $3,000. We'll definitely be praying for the repose of the soul of your mother when you call in or make your gift online. Let us know how we can pray for you, or let us know what your praise story is, or how Relevant Radio has touched your life. We love to hear those stories, and we are honored to have the opportunity to pray for you. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app, or you can call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, it's that simple. And we do have people standing by who would like to take your prayer requests. Maybe you've got an urgent need right now. Well, that's what we're here to do. So call us, 877-291-0123. Even easier, though, and faster, too, is if you go to RelevantRadio.com and make your pledge there safe and secure. You can do the same thing on the Relevant Radio app, but we need you right now. As the song says, it is urgent.
It is very urgent. Still in need. Got another gift came in. There's another one. 53 more people to give hope to your local community through RelevantRadio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Thank you to Linda in Bourne, Texas. $600 doubled to $1,200. Matthew in Jefferson, Wisconsin. Ditto. Your $600 was also doubled to $1,200. Can you give in a big way with a $600 gift? A $1,200 gift, maybe a $5,000 or $10,000 gift. We need you now. It is urgent.
You
at RelevantRadio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. There's another one still in need of about 50 people in the next 30 minutes to give hope at RelevantRadio.com.
Listener supported.
Yeah. Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
Well, I got a text from a friend of mine who said that there is a video produced by Live Action called Baby Olivia. And I think that might be the video in question here. I didn't mention it before because I didn't know about it. But maybe it was heard on one of the programs here on Relevant Radio. So that's the hot tip right now from one of my friends who suggested that to me. Thank you for that. 888-914-9149 is the number to call to be on the air. Why don't we go first to Dan in Minnesota? Good morning, Dan. Welcome.
Hola, Capitan Madrid.
Hola, senor.
So I'm calling this time to offer a concept, if I may. And it's an acronym. You've, on the topic of the Maggie May thing that Syverson used, which is so clever about, could we call it a BURP?
Are you talking about the music that we suddenly stop?
Suddenly full stop. Yeah.
Okay.
So I did a lot of deep thinking.
So tell me what the acronym is again. Kind of like that.
Yeah. Kind of like a Steve Miller. Yeah.
The worst one of all is the Maggie May. That is, it's the top.
And by worst, you mean best.
The worst and the best. Yeah, that's true.
There you go, Cypress.
Cypress.
Stop to so, in your tracks.
So the acronym in question is what?
Is brutal unresolved pause.
Brutal unresolved pause. BUP.
Just giving you, well, BURP, unresolved pause. I'm kind of stretching it.
A place
to start, I thought.
And
maybe
okay.
you guys, you know, can collectively work up something going way beyond. I'm sure you can as you navigate the, you know, from there.
Yeah, we're going to take it from here. Thanks for
start.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're focusing on those little details, Dan.
I am. I do. There's a lot of us out there. We get a lot of cabin fever here.
Yeah.
You know, up in the land of rocks and cows.
Fair enough. Well,
if there was a second, I don't know, but I do have a little
second.
Bit more.
I'm just going to make a second right here just for you, Dan. Go ahead.
I appreciate that beyond belief. Maybe some other people will be able to draw some meaning out of introducing every aspect of my, of our collective beings. And I have that privilege. I'm prerogative as a proudly bipolar carrier of the cross.
Mm.
And, you know, that's a big part of educating people.
Do you find that listening to Relevant Radio is helpful to you in carrying that cross, Dan?
I think it would be helpful to, let's see, everyone? Yes.
Sure. You know what, Dan? Your phone's acting up a little bit. The voice got very muffled all of a sudden. Well, how about this? I'm going to say thank you for that gift of the acronym. We appreciate that. And who knows what ideas that might spark. And thanks for listening, Dan. I do appreciate it very much. Let's go to James now in Oceanside. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. Quick question. Hi. So before you came back from break, there was like a commercial / miracle moment where Timmy was talking about how this woman was advised to abort her baby because they had heart problems, Down syndrome, she did the amniocentesis thing. I heard the same thing yesterday, and I tried calling Cale Clark because that's what time I heard it, but I couldn't get through. So my question is this. So in 2005, my oldest son died. It was a terrible accident. He fell from the third-story balcony. He was a year and a half old.
I'm so sorry.
I knew nothing about healthcare at the time. You know, I was a young dad. I was only 24 at the time. And me and my wife were given the choice. You know, they were giving him drugs just to keep his blood pressure, like, going. Mm-hmm. They advised that we pull the plug because, you know, quality of life, et cetera. And, you know, I didn't want my son to suffer. So in the end, you know, my wife left the decision to me because she blamed herself. That's a whole different story.
Yeah.
And so I pulled the plug. I just told him, you know, I had, like, I don't know if it was a chaplain or a priest at the children's hospital. I had him come up and do the last rites, all that stuff. Okay. But my question is, does that put me under the category as someone who aborted their kid?
No. So first of all, my heartfelt condolences, James. I realize this is nearly 20 years in the past, but I can't even imagine the pain it must have caused and is causing for you and your wife. So my heartfelt condolences. No, there's nothing for you to worry about at all, because an abortion, as you know, in the sense that we refer to it, is the intentional killing of an unborn human life. And this is not that. Okay, let's just exclude the word abortion from the conversation. The second reason why you don't have anything to worry about is because the church says that in a situation like this, where the person is kept alive by an extraordinary measure, could be a breathing machine, a ventilator, could be some other type of equipment that without which the person would certainly die. If you through a process of consultation with the doctors and consideration and prayer and all of that, you say, well, there's no reasonable opportunity for this person to come back, so to speak. You're not obliged morally to keep this extraordinary means going indefinitely. And if you reach that point where you say that there's no other hope here, there's no other option but to turn the machine off, you're not doing anything immoral. You're not doing anything sinful. You're not killing the person. You are not doing anything wrong. You're just recognizing that this extraordinary measure is no longer, you know, it's no longer necessary. And I know it's easy to say, and it's a different situation to try to feel this truth because of your emotions, but I can assure you that you did nothing wrong. And if that machine was the only thing that was keeping your child alive and you reached that point and it was no longer, you know, there was no hope anymore, then by unplugging the machine, you did nothing wrong. It's important that you know that because you did nothing wrong. Does that make sense, James?
Yeah, it does.
Well, okay. So anything more on that, or did that cover it?
No, that was just pretty much it. I just, you know, like I, it's been like you said, it's been almost 20 years. I didn't put a thought into it. Just when I heard Timmy's thing, like just that thought process creeped into my mind. And I know the Catholic Church is very pro-life, and just, I don't know, it just kind of occurred to me, like, did I do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, you did. You did. You certainly didn't do the wrong thing. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, James. Thank you. I will recommend a book for anybody who's facing a similar situation. You know, there are many examples of other things in this book, but it's called Life Issues, Medical Choices, and it's a book on Catholic moral theology in the setting of bioethical situations. You know, things like that. You know, when is it okay to discontinue extraordinary measures for keeping somebody alive? There's a whole chapter on that very issue and many other things besides. So if that kind of thing interests you, it's called Life Issues, Medical Choices. Let's go to Lucy now in Indiana. Good morning, Lucy.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi.
So I have a couple questions, but before, well, just one question. But before sure. I say that, I wanted to say thank you, because when I started listening to you, it was during COVID, mm-hmm. and there was a lot going on, the anxiety of COVID. There was, my company said that we were going to lose our job, that 25% of the people were going to be unemployed. Yeah. My husband was unemployed. There was just a lot going on. And I heard you tell someone else to pray the rosary, and that brought a lot of peace to my life. So thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Thank you. And I listen to you guys when I don't listen to you because of work or what have you, I start to become bitter, and I'm like, I need to turn Patrick Madrid back on.
Well, I'm happy to hear that too. Yeah.
My question is, why do we celebrate Mass on Sunday when the Bible says keep holy the Sabbath? Mm-hmm. And a follow-up to that is that people, you know, I've heard that, you know, God was resurrected on Sunday, but I've also heard that Sunday is not the third day. So can you help me with that?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, let's say, first of all, that the commandment as given by God in Exodus chapter 20 is keep holy the Sabbath day. And that's referring to the seventh day of the week, or Saturday. And that is, that was the commandment, keep holy that day. Well, the church was given the authority by Jesus to bind and loose. And I'm sure you've heard these verses before. He told Simon Peter individually in Matthew 16, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And he says the same thing corporately to all the apostles in Matthew chapter 18, verse 18. So there we see, among other places, where the church is given this authority by Jesus to bind and loose, and the church exercising this authority transferred the observance of the commandment to worship on the Sabbath, or to rest on the Sabbath, from the Sabbath day, the seventh day, to the first day of the week, which is Sunday. So you read about this, for example, in the Bible, Acts chapter 20, verse 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 2. We see references, and not just there, but those are a couple, where the church says, we're going to do this on Sunday, because that's the day that the Lord rose from the dead. And the church has that authority. So we still observe the commandment, of course. We observe all the Ten Commandments, and the church exercising this authority, we observe it on Sunday in a particular way. And there are a few other things that I could say, but I'm out of time, unfortunately, Lucy. So please do keep listening and call me again another time, please. I appreciate that. Now we have a miracle moment.
Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I'm 85, and I've come back to the church after 51 years away.
Wonderful. What brought you back?
You did. I don't. Real quickly, we were married in the church, and then was involved in the charismatic movement, and just great. But then my husband had some bad experiences with the church,
okay. And
he wanted to leave, and I didn't want to. But we went together to solve family problems, and so after he passed away 3 years ago, one of my grandsons gave me a new Bose radio. And when I turned it on, here was Patrick Madrid on Relevant Radio.
Really? And right out of the box?
Yes. And from then on, it's been 3 years now. It's quite a blessing.
Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
All right, a little bit of a reset here. If you're just tuning in, this is the second day of our pledge drive. We need $3 million by the end of the week to keep this beast moving forward. Maybe I shouldn't call it that. We should call it these angel wings moving forward, right?
Yeah.
That's a better term. Well, we fell short last hour. So if you're just tuning in for this hour, we fell short considerably last hour. So we are tacking a few extra onto our goal for this hour. So first, we're trying to kind of get the first hour, this hour's goal reached. I feel like this is getting complicated. In a nutshell, we need a minimum of 100 people who will join us during this hour and help us make our goal. When we hit that, we're going to then stretch out and make up for last hour. So we only need another 30 people who will give at relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And if you can help in a big way with $1,000 or a $5,000 or even a $10,000 gift, we need your help. It is a partnership challenge hour, so your gift will be doubled.
Doubled is very important because we don't have this every day, and we have it right now. So if you want to make that pledge, please remember that whatever you give is going to be doubled. Go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app. I want to thank you, Anonymous in Jessup, Iowa, for your $1,200 gift just now. That's so important and so helpful. And it's doubled to $2,400. Thank you, William in Turlock, California, for your $2,000 gift just now. See, Mary, I think this is what you're referring to. We're making some good progress here.
Yes.
Sure counts. And we thank you for that, William. A lot of new people coming in right now. Anonymous in Farmington, New Mexico, thank you for your $300 gift. Cheryl in Louisville, Kentucky, thank you for your $50 gift. Chris in Santa Rosa, California, your $50 gift online. Much appreciated. Let's see. Andrew in Hayward, California, $100 online. Thank you. Thank you, Anonymous in Jacksonville, Florida, for your $250 online gift. And you've been mentioning, Mary, the $600 gifts. I'm seeing more and more of those, like Jamie in Parker, Colorado, just rolled up with a $600 recurring online gift. Boy, we love those recurring gifts. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to say thank you also to Julie in La Crosse, Wisconsin. $600 gift, making your gift online. I hope you enjoy your chat that comes your way. As soon as you get that thing finished, you get it in your email. It's from Father Rocky. It's going to show you how Mary leads us to the Eucharist. It's a beautiful talk. And Jose, listening in Tribeca Canyon, California, also making that $600. I'm getting better at those California names.
I grew up right near Tribeca Canyon, not too far away from there. I know right where that is.
Your gift will be matched 100% when you stop by the website, relevantradio.com. Open up that app or give us a call at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And we have some absolutely beautiful thank you gifts for you. I really like the dollar a day gift at $365. You'll get the book, How to Get More Out of Communion by St. Peter Julian Amard. But better yet, if you can come in with $100 a month or $1,200 gift, the Last Supper plaque is absolutely beautiful. It's like a foot and a half, 18, even
it's
maybe wider, 20 inches wide. It's beautiful, and it's three-dimensional, very well made. It's pretty heavy. It will look fabulous hanging on your wall. That's yours for a gift of $100 a month or a one-time gift of $1,200. And it's doubled, so whatever you can give, it's times
100%. That's right. Well, I mean, this is not something we have every hour, every day, but we have it right now. So when you're ready to make your pledge, as in right now, please go to relevantradio.com. And when you plug the number in, whatever it is you're going to pledge, just know that it's going to be doubled right now. So don't miss out on that opportunity. Thank you, Michael in Worthington, Minnesota, for your $460 online gift. Thank you, Jorge in Georgetown, Jorge Town, Texas. $6 online. Thank you so much for that. Thank you, Gustavo in Downey, California, for your $100 online gift. Let's see. Thank you, Anonymous in Oxford, New Hampshire, for your $50 online gift. They are coming in, Mary. I'd like to see a little brisker pace, but they are coming in.
They sure are. Thank you to Stanley in Harleysville, Pennsylvania, $1 a day, and an anonymous donor in Fremont, California, $100. All of those are doubled. Your gift will be matched 100% too at relevantradio.com when you use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are ticking away on this hour, still in need of about 25 people who will give hope to your local community with your gift at relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123.
It's easy, and you're going to feel good when you're done with this. I can guarantee it, because that's how I feel when I donate. And I, too, I'm a member of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. So when you make your pledge, if you'd like to share in the spiritual benefits of the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society, we put your donation on auto. You don't have to worry about it. You can change it anytime you want. But in the meantime, you receive the special spiritual benefits of masses celebrated for your intentions and other prayers. So when you call 877-291-0123, be sure to mention that you'd like to know more about the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society.
And it's amazing how we're able to expand the markets. Each and every year, we grow in the number of stations across the country. And we're in almost every major city here in the United States. And we reach worldwide with the web. But yet we've been able to maintain our operating expenses. All of the costs to purchase those stations come from the local communities. So as you hear us expanding, know that the folks in those communities are doing their part to make it happen. And now we're all working together to keep this programming on the air. I want to say thank you to Mary in Cincinnati, Ohio, one of our new markets. Welcome to the air. Welcome to the family. $50 gift was double. And in Far, Texas, another one of our newer markets as well. Thank you so much to Frank and Kathleen in Fort Wayne, Texas. Thank you also for your gift of $100. All of those were matched dollar for dollar at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. You can also give hope at relevantradio.com, or when you use the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Yes, as we've been saying, it's easy, but it's not easy for us if we have to make up the bulk of the $3 million need we have at the end of the week. It's easy if we do it now and we keep
checking out. Look at
it.
I'm in really bad shape. Come on. Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay,
please.
All right.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. So here we are, second day of pledge drive. We are standing at about 18% of the total goal. So there's quite a distance. But when you make that pledge by calling 877-291-0123, you put us that much forward toward the goal. Any amount is deeply appreciated. Some of the bigger amounts that would be coming in this week, let's have some of those now if possible. Maybe you can give $10,000 to Relevant Radio and our mission. Maybe you can give $100,000. We've seen even higher than that before. So if that describes you, make that call, 877-291-0123. Don't miss out.
And that gift will be doubled. Yes, if you're coming in with a $50,000 gift, it too will be doubled. We have some generous benefactors that say, you know what, what you raise will double during this hour, whatever that amount is. So if you can help us out, like Jonathan in Mapleton, Maine, thank you so much for your special gift of $100. Stacy in Rancho Mission Viejo, California, $50, double to $100. You can give now at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet, or when you call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We have some outstanding, beautiful thank you gifts available for you. If you can make that special gift of $600, there's a gorgeous statue of the Blessed Virgin Mother, the beautiful Madonna. It is about 6 inches high. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And I've heard the images are not doing this one justice. I haven't gotten a chance to stop by and see this one yet. But yes, it is gorgeous. And it's yours for a special gift of $50 a month or a one-time gift of $600. RelevantRadio.com or the app. You can see the images there of the gifts we have available. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
When you think about where your money goes, just remember that you can turn on Relevant Radio any time of the day or night, 24/7, and you can hear where your money is going. You can hear the lives of people being changed. You can hear the truth being spoken. You can hear the things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. You're not going to hear this on CNN, that's for sure. You're not going to read about it in the New York Times, but you can know with certitude that your money is going to the best possible use, which is saving souls right here on Relevant Radio. So if that means something to you, it doesn't mean something to everybody, but if it means something to you, and you want to give alms and lay up treasure in heaven and help people, now is the chance to do that by calling 877-291-0123 or use that app on your phone. If you don't have it on your phone, how come you don't have it on your phone? Just go to the App Store and type in Relevant Radio. Tap the app. You make your pledge. All is well.
You know, I like to when I'm working around the house or doing things, pray the rosary, have it playing in the background. And sometimes I'll go, I've got like some favorite YouTube ones that I like to go check out. But I find when I go to those rosaries that are on one of the video platforms, I get distracted and I forget to get to my rosary like I should. Whereas if you open up the Relevant Radio app and pray the rosary with the app, you don't have those extra distractions. So many great resources, along with being able to, you know, go back to see you heard something on the air and you want to check it out later or share it with some. That's all available on the app. So if you don't have the app, download it. If you have the app and you don't use it, well, use it. It comes in handy. RelevantRadio.com or the app are great ways to give. You can see the thank you gifts we have available for you during this pledge drive. You can also call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Final 4 minutes of this hour, and we still need 18 generous souls who are going to step up. I know we've got those folks that go, I'm going to help if you really need me. Yeah, here's your sign. We really need you right now. 18 more people at relevantradio.com using the app or giving us a call at 877-291-0123.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes down to you, really. If you're ready and you want to make the call, it's easy to do. And you'll be done and you'll know that you've helped and you feel good and you can listen without feeling any pressure to participate because you will already have done that. You get your participation trophy in heaven. But in the meantime, you'll be happy to know that you're helping people day and night here at Relevant Radio. My advice would be to be like Chris. Chris in Beecher, Illinois, he rolled up with a $25 online gift. It's easy to do. As you know, Chris, you just plug everything in and you're done at relevantradio.com. Be like Anonymous in Greenwood, Indiana. Just came in with a $50 gift, brand new donor. So thank you and welcome to the family. Or be like Anonymous in Minden, Nevada. Just came in with a $50 online gift. Be like them. Thank you, Anonymous. We sure appreciate it. And we don't have much time left.
We're down to 15 more people, 15 more precious souls here in the last 3 minutes who will give at relevantradio.com using the app on your smartphone or tablet or by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And here come two more. We are making progress. We only need, it looks like, 13, 12 more people. Thank you to The Real Dawn in Montebello, California. Made that $50. Thank you so much. And we have John in Lyle, Illinois. Thank you for your $20 gift. It was doubled. If you can help in a big way right now with a $5, $10, or $20,000 gift, you can help us clean up from last hour. And we're going to make our goal this hour. I just know it. 877-291-0123 is how you can give.
Yeah, and there's not much time left. You got about 90 seconds left. Thank you, Anonymous in Frisco, Texas. $20 online. Thank you. Lenore, Duarte, California, home of our beloved Carmelite sisters. Thank you for your $30 online gift. Thank you, Ken and Austin. $200 just now. Thank you. Deborah, Buellton, California, $100 online. Thank you so much. And John, oh, I'm sorry, not that John. Carol in Waterloo, Wisconsin. Thank you for your $100 gift just now. Little by little, step by step, we're making it work.
We only need 8 more people who will give at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. 8 more people and we'll make our goal for this hour, but we're not done for the day, so keep those phones ringing. Relevantradio.com or use the app.